Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I spent yesterday, and you know, obviously I've spent the past couple of days digging into Ben Cherington and learning more about him, but really kind of went down a rabbit hole yesterday just reading anything I could about him and his background. And the Neil Huntington thing, Neil actually got Ben Cherington his first job, internship, whatever you want to call it, in baseball with the Cleveland Indians. And I think there's a lot of comparisons made to Neil Huntington, and I even heard from some people as soon as Cherington kind of emerged as a candidate here saying it's Neil 2.0. The more I learn about Cherington, the less I agree with that sentiment. I think they're getting labeled as such just because they're, you know, they both went to Amherst. They're New Hampshire guys. They're kind of similar in age, stature, all that stuff. Maybe Neil was more closed off with this, but I'm not sure that's the case. I like Cherington's mind. I like where he's been in his career. You know, he spent a semester teaching at Columbia. He's very big into leadership and structures of organizations in order to sort of enable everybody. The guy's kind of a bookworm and a nerd with that stuff, and I love that. I think that's exactly what the Pirates need right now, in addition to, you know, obviously he was in Boston, won a World Series with them. He made some mistakes too, but I like his willingness to admit that. I think that's an attitude the Pirates need right now, somebody who can honestly self-evaluate and then sort of improve.
I thought it was an interesting quote in your piece, and something that Cherington also adheres to is the term shared purpose. Explain that.
Yeah, so he, and I'll explain a little bit of what I did and where this is coming from too. He was on a podcast with MLB.com's Mark Feinstein, who does a like this executive series. You know, they're sit downs with execs, and they're really good. And so I had listened to it before, sort of just casually, and then I really went into it yesterday and transcribed a whole bunch of stuff, and I referenced it throughout the piece. And a lot of the time in that podcast with Feinstein, and you know, I'll remind that like Cherington has not been available to us. He's going to talk tomorrow for the first time, but he kept using that idea, shared purpose. And I thought one of the most interesting ways he used it was describing why he went to the Blue Jays after leaving the Red Sox. You know, he was kind of forced out of there. They brought in Dave Dombrowski, but said he thought the Blue Jays had a lot of you know, shared purpose and guys with a common goal, and they wanted to improve on player development and all those sort of things. And they did that, and they found guys with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio and all these guys. And you know, then he was later asked about, do you have an interest in being a general manager? And he sort of answered the question. He sort of dodged it. But one of the things he talked about was, you know, wanting to be in a situation with a bunch of people that have a shared purpose. And I think you can sort of infer, based on his previous comments and based on the fact that he's withdrew his name from a couple of jobs, that clearly he sees something there, that the Pirates and what they're doing under Travis Williams right now have a shared purpose. And, you know, I hope he's right. I don't think anybody wants them to be a dumpster fire. And I think that they're, you know, in my opinion, this offseason have taken great steps toward sort of having more of a shared purpose.
Having said that, when you think about, you know, what Boston was able to spend as far as payroll is concerned, and I get the fact that there are so many, there are only so many general manager jobs available. So if you have an opportunity to get one, you know, if the feeling is pretty good, you're going to take it. But I think very, very early on in the press conference coming up tomorrow will be the question, what has Bob Nutting said to you regarding the parameters when it comes to at least payroll and expenditures that you're going to have as the new GM?
Without a doubt. And I think that's a completely fair question. I think there's a couple in that vein that need to be asked. I mean, one, you know, what have your parameters been? And two, how are you going to function as a small market GM? I mean, even if they say, Bob Nutting says, oh, yeah, we're going to expand the payroll, like, do we really think they're going to be in the Red Sox range? Come on. I don't mean to bash the Pirates, but I mean, they're a long ways off. And, you're right. Ben Cherington has spent the majority, if not all of his career, as a big market GM, a big market executive. And there are just different ways of doing things when you're in a small market. But I do think it's interesting, again, with his backstory, he was working for the Toronto Blue Jays. I believe the title was the vice president of baseball operations. But I read somewhere or listened to something that they said, like, you know, what does that mean? That just sounds like a, you know, sort of thing in title.
Yeah.
One of the things he was doing was looking at these sort of like enhanced performance, you know, sleep study, nutrition, all these like cracks that small market teams try to find. I think that'll help him. He's come along as a player development guy. He started as a scout. Shoot, his wife was a scout. I mean, this is like, this is what they do. And he's been very good at it. If you look at his Boston tenure, he's actually been worse at spending money and better at discovering players. Like, he drafted well. He developed well. He spent gobs of money poorly. Although, from my understanding, it wasn't just his doing. Like, he was having his, you know, kind of arm twisted on those Pablo Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez and those god-awful contracts, or at least the you know, below-average contracts that he handed out. So I'm interested to see what he does from a drafting and player development standpoint. I think that's where the Pirates have the biggest need, you know, and specifically development.
And from that point, Jason, he must look at this franchise. Maybe he looks at some of the talent in the different levels of the organization and thinks he can do something with that. So based on what you're saying, you know, I get the feeling that, you know, maybe he looked at this organization where, you know, some of the talent is and thinks, you know, I can work with that.
Yeah. And I think he looks at it like you're coming into this situation and you're working for a guy in Travis Williams, who is a very smart guy and is also smart enough to not meddle. Like, Travis is going to be around and asking questions, but Travis isn't, you know, a Dave Dombrowski type, or he's not a longtime baseball executive who's going to call all of the shots. So, I mean, Cherington is the general manager, but for all intents and purposes, he's also the president, and he's going to get to dictate the direction of the Pirates and orchestrate them in the way that he wants, and he's not going to get a lot of pushback. Travis comes from a, you know, upbringing, for lack of a better term, like the Penguins, where Jim Rutherford was allowed to do what he needed to do. And so that has to be an attractive thing for Cherington. And at the same time, I mean, I think he probably has enough of a grasp of this city and this market and what the Pirates could be if someone comes in here and makes the right decisions. And, you know, I also don't think it's impossible for them to win. They need to make better decisions. They need to do things better than they have. You know, but we talk about them spending money and whatever. To me, the greater issue, and yeah, obviously it'd be great if they spent more, but the greater issue is them failing to develop the talent that they do have. You know, why can't you get Glasnow? Why can't you get Cole? Why can't you get Shane Baz the way those other teams have? And that's what Cherington needs to fix. And honestly, Tab, he has. And that's not anything that's going to be limited by Bob Nutting.
And I think what was interesting, too, based on your story, was that he's got the reputation of pushing ownership. That was a term that I saw in your piece. And I get the feeling from what you're saying here is, you know, maybe Bob Nutting is looking for somebody exactly like him, say, go do what you need to do. And, of course, there's always going to be that back term, within reason. And, of course, that's when we talk about within reason, we're talking about the expenditures. Would go back to that again, within reason in this market.
Yeah, and I just think there's a big old ball, right? There's a big old ball they need to start rolling. And if you get it moving, it's going to be easier to move. You know, if Cherington starts drafting and developing guys and infusing this club with talent, they start winning, people start coming, Cherington drafts and develops more guys, infuses the club with more talent, more people start going. If Bob Nutting at that point doesn't pick up his end, if he's not, you know, say, okay, we'll spend more, we'll spend more, we'll spend more, and Cherington is competing with teams, then, I mean, shame on him. But I do think that he will do that. I do think that if there is the right situation and they're presented with the opportunity with Ben Cherington and Travis Williams in charge, they will do it. But you need a guy to come in here and start making some of the ground-level decisions right. You know, they need to get more out of these young guys at the major league level than they have. They've missed too often. And Charrington, honestly, has had a record of doing that. He also has a record of coming into a place, identifying key free agents on short-term deals, what he did before the 13 World Series. And, yeah, he's not going to pay the money that he paid for Shane Victorino or Koji Uehara or these guys, but he's going to have to identify a couple of key pieces and go out and get them. And I do think the Pirates will respond to that.
So in 20 seconds, Jason, is this more of a longer-term picture, or is this something that he can fix based on the talent that's on the Major League club, tweak a little bit and make them competitive?
Yeah, tough to give in 20 seconds, but if I have to pick one, I would say that he's going to see enough here to try to get it through. I don't think he's just going to completely blow it up. I think there's a way to do both where you can infuse talent but also have something of a competitive product.
Jason, great stuff. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, and we'll look for your coverage in the PG. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.